finally have to, again, I have to credit Eric Crump for after 25, 26 years of doing this, it finally hit home to me. And maybe I'll share this with you, that there's a difference between a ground lesson, giving a ground lesson, and a pre-flight briefing. And this didn't occur to me, and we have this big disconnect on flight tests and other things, because we're asking you to deliver a lesson plan, not necessarily a pre-flight briefing. Because then, for example, if I have you do one on steep turns or eights on pylons or whatever it may be, what you do is you take out a lesson plan that's fully crafted, right, that has the objective, motivation, all the elements, and then a maneuvers guide, and it might take you on a flight test 30 or more minutes, maybe 40 minutes, I don't know, to do this whole thing. Because what you're doing is you're explaining it to me as a ground lesson and as a pre-flight briefing, and you're embellishing it so that me giving you the evaluation says, okay, now I'm convinced that you know this too. And I find that to be disconnected from the way we do things in real flight. So the first thing we would do is a real lesson. That'd be like an aerodynamics lesson so people can understand what a steep turn is, right? That'd be a ground lesson. And then maybe we do a ground lesson on that steep turn. And then before we go fly, this is like now we switch gears and put ourselves in this 141 environment. So the 141 environment kind of goes like this, is that there is no ground given by you as an instructor. It's given by the academics department. So the student already has all the ground stuff. So you're expected to deliver the pre-flight briefing and how you're going to do everything on this flight in about 15 minutes. And that's different. You can't give a full-on lesson plan like you give on a practical test. You have to give a pre-flight briefing. So I struggled with that for a long time because I kind of knew that, but I could never articulate, never put it in words, right, until Eric mentioned it. And so now what I did was I took all of our lesson plans, just for fun, and you might do a similar thing, and I took all the maneuvers stuff, the how-to for the 172 out of the lesson plan. It's now a separate thing. And that's an academics lesson. And then the next thing is a pre-flight briefing, which is basically the outline of a whiteboard with what we're going to do and some artwork on the side. That's the thing we're going to deliver just before the lesson.
Yeah.
And then the third thing, which has never been done in this country, is we have a what to say book now, which means we're going to tell you what to say for every single flight maneuver. So in England, it's called a pattern manual. And so you have to use it. So you have a syllabus, and you have a pattern manual. The pattern manual says exactly, precisely what to say. When you say air exercise 6, that's straight level flight, if you did it, you did it, you did it, you did it, it'd be the same worldwide. Yeah.
Where can you get that from? Is that on your website?
Yeah. So we just released that. So, but what we do is now we're going to put it together as one book. Yeah, that's the book. But we're relabeling.
Excellent.
So that what that is, yeah, that's the key points. Like, it's a great box to say, this is precisely what to say for this maneuver. Because what we found was what you said, was that people say, okay, finally I feel like I can deliver a lesson on board. But when I get in the airplane, I don't know what to say. Right? And so now what we're going to do is I'm going to call the whole book, which is going to be lesson plans, pre-flight briefing, and what to say is teach,